The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Tuesday, June the 15th, 2021, this is The Brief from WABE. I'm Jim Burris. Georgia's Secretary of State says his office is reviewing the handling of paperwork related to Fulton County's ballot drop boxes during last year's election. County elections workers were required to fill out a transfer form each time they collected absentee ballots from drop boxes. As Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office says, it's reviewing how those employees handled the paperwork. The inquiry follows a report on a conservative website that says some drop box transfer forms were missing when Fulton County produced forms in response to an open records request. A county spokeswoman says the county followed all the rules. Georgia Republican U.S. Representative Andrew Clyde is suing administrators of the House of Representatives. As Christopher Alston reports, Clyde and fellow GOP Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas are objecting to the use of metal detectors at the Capitol.
The two Republican congressmen say that using metal detectors to screen members of Congress is unconstitutional and that the security is being used unfairly against Republicans. They filed a lawsuit Sunday against the House Sergeant-at-Arms and Chief Administrative Officer. The congressman claimed Democrats have been allowed to enter the floor without being screened, although at least one has been fined for doing so. Clyde was fined twice under new security rules House Speaker Nancy Pelosi put in place after the January 6th riot. Clyde appealed the $15,000 fine to the House Ethics Committee, which upheld the decision. The suit argues that taking fines out of congressional salaries is unconstitutional. Christopher Alston, WABE News.
Clean energy advocates say it's possible for Georgia Power and other southern utilities to eliminate carbon emissions by 2035. WABE's Molly Samuel reports that's as President Joe Biden has said it's one of his goals for addressing climate change.
The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says that if the federal government sets a requirement for electricity to come from less polluting sources, utilities would be able to comply with it. Maggie Schober is with the advocacy group. She says Georgia Power could add solar, batteries, and more support for energy efficiency programs.
This is a big shift. I think it is feasible. I think that's a big reason why we did this analysis to show, you know, hey, this is possible. These are things that are within the realm of possibility here.
Georgia doesn't have its own renewable energy standard, though more than half of the states do. The Biden administration has called for a federal clean energy requirement as part of its infrastructure plan. Schober says she'd like to see utilities start working towards that goal sooner rather than later.
The climate crisis is already costing the U.S. hundreds of billion dollars each year, and those costs will only continue to escalate.
Southern Company, which is the parent company of Georgia Power, has set a goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. It already achieved an interim goal years ahead of schedule. Earlier this year, Southern CEO Tom Fanning said he's talked with the Biden administration about its climate goals. Molly Samuel, WABE News.
Today is the anniversary of a landmark Supreme Court ruling making clear that all federal employment non-discrimination laws protect LGBTQ employees. Gerald Bostock, a former Clayton County Courts employee, was the lead plaintiff in that case. He says he was fired from that job because he's gay. The county said he was terminated because of misuse of court funds. The Supreme Court opinion said that, quote, an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender defies the law. An Atlanta suburb is set to offer free housing to some first responders in an effort to help boost security at an apartment complex with a history of crime and maintenance issues. The East Point City Council is working with Brookfield departments to reserve 8 units for members of its police and fire departments. City officials say the initiative is the first step in many to improve public safety in the area. Antavius Weems is the attorney for East Point.
The City of East Point Solicitor's Office is serious about the protection of the citizens and the residents of East Point, and that this serves notice to those who intend to come in and pillage and victimize those citizens and residents. We won't have it.
The city will offer the one-bedroom apartments on an invitation-only basis and will come with subsidized utilities. Governments and health agencies across the state are turning to public messaging campaigns to encourage folks to get vaccinated against COVID-19. One campaign from Gwinnett County hopes it's found a convincing messenger. Mom. Sam Whitehead reports.
It's a Monday afternoon, and this gastropub in downtown Lawrenceville has had its patrons and wait staff replaced with lights, cameras, and a film crew.
Roll everybody, please. Sound speeding.
Mark it.
Normika Probit is one of the stars of the shoot for a video featuring local moms encouraging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
The makeup team makes you feel like you're a rock star. And coming from a mama with 4 kids and been stuck at home during COVID, it's great.
Probit says she's had family members die from COVID-19 and has others who are hesitant to get vaccinated. She also says the disruptions of the last year have been hard for her teenage children. All that motivated her to volunteer for the project.
It's important as a wife and a mom and as a woman in Gwinnett to try to get some form of normal back.
The county started the campaign early in the pandemic using money from the CARES Act. Its focus turned from prevention measures like hand washing to vaccines as a way to supplement the on-the-ground efforts to get shots in arms, says County Commission Chair Nicole Hendrickson.
If we have a mobile unit that's going into the communities, but people are hesitant about getting the vaccine, is that really successful?
There's a good bit of vaccine hesitancy in the large, diverse county, Hendrickson says. She hopes the right messengers, moms from different racial and ethnic backgrounds, can change that.
We listen to our moms. Our moms are trusted. And so if we see our moms getting the vaccine, we're going to be more compelled to get our vaccine.
And there's polling to back that up. The nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation says family members are some of the most trusted messengers about COVID-19 vaccines, right after healthcare providers and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Sam Whitehead, WABE News.
Georgia is establishing a therapeutic foster care program. It will provide specialized treatment for children with an assortment of behavioral, mental, and developmental challenges. The state is providing $6.7 million to fund a pilot program that trains foster parents to provide individualized care. Child advocates say it fills an important gap for children who may not need inpatient psychiatric care, but would not receive adequate treatment in traditional foster care. Advocates say without the therapeutic option, these children often get moved around the system. Well, the first half of the year has seen an increase in foot traffic for bars and restaurants in Georgia. As WABE's Emil Moffitt reports, the growth here falls below the national average.
Restaurants and bars in places like California, Denver, and Chicago have seen huge spikes in customers since January, according to numbers released by the marketing company ZenReach. Nationally, there's been a 48% uptick in foot traffic at eating establishments since January 1st. Metro Atlanta, Georgia, and other southern states are largely below that line, but these are also places that opened back up sooner, leading to a more gradual increase in in-person customers dating back to last fall. ZenReach predicts continued growth in foot traffic across the country as vaccination rates climb, but some restaurants and bars are also facing staffing shortages that could mean longer wait times for customers. Emil Moffitt, WABE News.
And because the Hawks soared to victory in their narrow 103-100 win against Philly last night, they'll take on the 76ers again tomorrow. That's Game 5 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The series is now tied 2-2. Hawks star Trae Young also broke the record last night as the youngest player in NBA history to have 18 assists in a postseason game. Now, because the Hawks won Game 4, they are guaranteed a Game 6, which will be in Atlanta at State Farm Arena on Friday. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Thanks for listening to The Brief from WABE.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause. and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gold Dome Scramble podcast is now Plugged In, a WAB politics podcast. New name, same in-depth, on-the-ground reporting from us, WAB politics reporters Sam Greenglass and Raul Bally. We'll cover local, state, and national politics as we go beyond the headlines with journalists, voters, and politicians. New episodes drop Fridays starting April 26th. Listen and subscribe at WAB.org or your favorite podcast platform.